When you play for a Sunday team, you get these overseas tours, you fill out the form, and sometimes mistakes get made. We went to Mallorca, same kind of thing.
Yeah.
The team we played...
Oh, I remember you telling this. Is a great light, story, yeah.
Floodlights. We're kicking off at midnight. That's very strange. Because the heat. There'll be some kind of... We get to the place, and we're in a North London pub team. We're a North London pub team. Yeah. And we get to the place. There are floodlights. There are 500 or 600 people. There are people paying small amounts of pesos to get into the ground.
Yeah.
The other team run out in tracksuits and go up to the centre circle and produces a big pennant. Now, when our Captain Malcolm went forward, two things I thought. They're probably going to guess this is not going to go the way they think it is because he has no pennant. And, so look to my left, John Brennan, who is out playing a midfield for us, is wearing sunglasses because he has been bitten by a mosquito and his eye is closed. They're going to say, one of their players, he's wearing sunglasses.
Who do you think they thought you were?
I don't know who that. We got the levels of the two teams. But they thought we were semi-professional.
Oh, well, lots of stories like that. Yep. It comes under the category, have you ever pretended to be a footballer, either usually to impress a babe?
And we had a big fat fellow playing because he ran the pub, right, and he wasn't normally the team, but a little tiny man, about 5'3", but a great big fat fellow, known as Egg on Legs for obvious reasons.
Egg on Legs.
And the local girls just thought this was so funny as well. Because, of course, the swarthy Spaniards are kicking him up in the air, and at the time, the leading Spanish player was called Juanito. Every time he got the ball, all the girls go, Juanito! It was the most humiliating 90 minutes.
The latest score from that game was?
10-0, sir.
10-0. We didn't do bad. 10-0.
No.
All right, we want to hear stories about abroad, because picking up in many of the Russian breakaway states, and as we established on Wednesday night, Estonia not only are a breakaway state, they've also got their own breakaway World Cup going on these days, haven't they? So they turned up as well.